let's say you just had an open house, it was Sunday, and a buyer came through at 2 o'clock. They stayed for an hour and a half, and they know some of the neighbors. In fact, their cousin lives right around the corner. Their work is 3 miles away. You're thinking, this is a shoe-in. This is awesome. It's a perfect property. They loved it, but they don't move forward. And my best analogy might be, imagine somebody goes on a first date, and one of the parties is somewhat aggressive and says, hey, I'd like to kiss you. And the other person kind of leans back and says, I don't think so. That person needs a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, whatever date before they're even comfortable with that. They're not ready. Same thing with purchasing a property. Sometimes the buyer is just not quite ready. And your anticipation, you know, you see them on Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, the whole week goes by, you hold the house open again, and they don't come back on Sunday again. The question is you are the listing agent. What have you done to invite them out on a second date, if you will, a second showing of the property? Sometimes the buyer would just prefer they see the property without you present. They want to be able to look in closets, look in cupboards, spend a lot of time around the furnace, look at different things, but much slower than quote-unquote the demonstration that the seller provided on the tour. Look at how nice my wallpaper is. Look at how organized my closets are. Look at how great my home is. It's a great neighborhood. And they're just wanting time alone in the property, either with their realtor or their spouse or whatever the case. I bought a car a couple of years ago, and I had a friend with me, and the car dealer is in the back seat. You know, I'm not going to steal the car. And, you know, a little trust here, you know, they know who I am. They have my driver's license, and my car is in their lot, and I'm not going to drive it across the country. I'll bring it back in a half hour. But there's that uncomfortable feeling where the quote-unquote salesperson with a vested interest won't shut up in the back seat and wants to know all these questions about you, your timing. It's just like, you know what? I'm just trying to figure out these switches on the dashboard and things like that, and he's trying to close me from the back seat and sell me on all the benefits of this vehicle. So oftentimes, the buyer of your home won't come forward with an offer because they need that time alone and don't really know how to ask you to do it. So your job as the listing agent is to get the buyer back into the property. So what I'm going to do on the next audio, I'm going to walk you through questions that you can ask the buyer when you follow up with them to create that second showing.